Well, hello! As you can see, I'm Right. We'll be starting in about 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Yes, 4 minutes and 15 seconds. I'm Right. We'll start and you'll have me, Anthony Cordova, or Tony C, and Jill Cox Cordova right here live. So, gotta check it out. Now, if you're watching this in replay, you can fast forward past this spot and get right into the show. But if you're here live, which we hope you are, we love a live audience. And just so you know, every show we do is recorded live, and we don't edit out anything. We never do. So if we make mistakes, it's going to be in there. It's going to be in the final product. If we have bloopers, they're going to be in the final product. We try to keep it real with you at all times. So that is how we roll. Now, also, if you actually want to participate in the show and you want to talk to us, you need to do that from the website. And the website is jillcoxcordova.com, and you need to go click on the podcast tab. And also know that you can make comments on Facebook and YouTube, and you can watch us from there also. But we really hope you enjoy the show from our website, where you can also make comments. You just have to page down a little bit from the main screen and you'll see the comment screen, and you can make all types of comments. So, like I said, we only have about 2 minutes and the show will start, and both of us will be here, and we're going to be very happy to hear from you. So, come on. And we want you to be live right here, and we really want to hear your voice and see you also to be part of our show, because our show without you isn't a whole show. We need you right here with us so we can hang out right here on I'm Right. And we only have 1 minute and 24 seconds, so the show will start in that time. And again, if you are watching this in replay, just fast forward past this spot and get right into the show. So we'll be with you in just about a minute. So see you soon. Now, also know that while you're on Facebook or YouTube, if that's where you're watching the show from, you can hit emojis, which is real easy, which would be, we'd like to see the emojis too, because we know you're there, and we really do love it when we know you're there. So just as easy as pushing an emoji will help us a lot. So we got 16 minutes and we'll be right with you. So please stand by. Now you can hear us. Jill wasn't waiting for me to turn on our mics.
I was ready. I was ready because this is I'm Right. And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with y'all? We're back. We're here every Wednesday.
We are?
Yes, we are.
We are. We were gone for a while, you know. We were.
For months we were gone, but we're back.
We took a little break.
But we're back.
Yes. Yes, we are. So what's happening here? What's happening here this evening, Jill, is what I wish to know.
Well, our topic tonight is... Sleeping on the job.
Who would do such a thing? But actually, when I do it like this.
You'll get to give your stance in a segment that we call...
Stand by your stance.
Ooh, stand by your stance.
So you've already shown us that you think it's perfectly fine to sleep on the job.
I didn't say that.
You said, this is how I do it. And I said, you demonstrated.
This is how I do it. Now. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it? Why? Yes. Why that way?
Well, let's say you're...
Because you're closed off. This is closing yourself off.
I wear glasses.
Yes.
See? Now, I'm going to close my eyes. Look. Am I sleeping? Am I not sleeping? And am I staring at you? What am I doing? Am I chilling?
You're closing me off. You're closing me off. That's what you were doing.
Okay, so that means that someone that may suspect I'm sleeping, they're like looking at me. Oh, what are they doing? Are they sleeping?
That's the first thing I would think.
I'm afraid to walk up to them because maybe they're not sleeping.
That's the first thing. And if I thought you were sleeping, I would definitely walk up to you and say, hey.
What's the difference? Look, check this out. What's up? See, what's the difference between what's up and sleeping?
Do it again.
What's up?
Let me see. Yeah.
What's up?
And then show the sleeping
and
one?
And this is sleeping.
You're not sleeping there.
I'm sleeping. See?
With your eyes open? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I can sleep with my eyes open. I can.
Well, that's creepy.
It is. It is definitely creepy.
That's definitely creepy.
It is definitely creepy. But, yeah, sleeping on the job, a nap. You know, other countries take siestas.
Well, like that's true. When I was in Europe, in Italy, I loved the siesta time. And they take it very seriously. They get upset with you if you're trying to do something during those hours. So
always trying to work.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm always conducting polls on LinkedIn. And I asked, have you ever caught anyone sleeping? And the options were yes, no, and then... It's me. I have slept on the job. That was the third option, right?
Okay.
Nobody admitted so far
that
they had slept on the job.
I guess I'm the one. I've slept on the
job. You are not the only one, because a survey says 34% of people take daily naps.
Daily naps?
Daily naps during their job. During their job. So you're not alone. But the poll results were, yes, they've seen other people go to sleep on the job.
Okay.
And 14% said no.
Okay, no.
I have not witnessed it in my workplace. And, you know, now that many people work from home like I do, it would be really easy to go to sleep. If my job, you know, you need to be on. So you have to, you know, answer pings and stuff, but they make a sound so that if you slept in the same room
you just wake up. Yeah, that's it. Wake up.
Not that I do that. I don't do that.
No, you don't.
So I've never witnessed anybody, do it in, a job, my job. But when I was teaching, I definitely witness some students, and it would make me mad. that they were sleeping, had the nerve to sleep during my class.
Really, Jill? They were tired. They were tired.
Well, then they need to be tired somewhere else.
No, they need to be in class. Get some learning in.
They weren't learning anything in their sleep.
They were present.
So they were learning by osmosis?
They were.
Is that what you're saying?
Partially present. They were trying. They were trying. So, you know, what can we, you know, they were trying.
They were only trying to sleep. In fact, I would wake them up. I didn't want to touch anybody. So I would do things like go and stand next to them and start speaking loudly.
To wake them up.
To wake them up.
Okay.
And most of the time, you know, they would wake up with one eye. And at first they're startled because they're like, who? They didn't know who I was at first. You know, like, why are you here? And then some went right back to sleep.
Haven't there been studies that show that people can learn while asleep?
Not that I have seen, no. But I do have a study to talk about.
Come on, you can.
I do have a study.
You can put on some headphones before you go to sleep and just play the stuff you want to learn. And your mind will absorb some of that knowledge.
So that's worked for you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think.
Well, actually, to sleep every night, I put in earbuds and I play music, piano music.
But that's different than relaxing. You're not learning. You're relaxing.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning about music and notes and how music.
And it probably
is played.
Puts you to sleep, so you're not really learning.
No, it's not to. I don't play it to put me to sleep. I play it to drown out any noises that are around me because I'm a light sleeper.
Oh.
So if I hear any type of noise, I wake up.
I see.
So.
I see.
That's all it is.
Well, so do you? So you believe that people should.
I believe if a person needs to take a nap, whether they take it during lunch or during their break, they should take a nap. You know, if you get a 15-minute break, take a 15-minute cat nap. Set a timer, take a cat nap, and get up. Yes, I do. I totally believe that if you are feeling really tired at your job, and you're not able to perform properly, taking a little nap is okay. It's a good thing to do as long as it doesn't interfere with your job. So
yes,
if
like
you
driving,
take,
you wouldn't want to do that. If you're a professional driver, you wouldn't want
well,
to do it
as,
while
as
you're
you
driving.
As you all know, for many years I was a over-the-road professional driver. So, and if I got too tired to drive, sometimes I would have to pull over and take, you know, a 15-minute break, a nap, or 30 minutes. So, but that's a job that it's expected. But if you're at your, you know, let's say you have an office job, right? And for whatever reason, you didn't sleep the night before, not because you were hanging out at the club or anything, just because you're stressed and all of that. And you need to take, you know, a little bit of time to take a nap, you know. If you need to do that, I think you should be able to do that because you will perform better. After the nap, a 15-minute nap will help you. And if you need to take a 30-minute nap during your lunch break, I think that's a good thing. Take your nap. Take your nap. And you'll be a lot better. Now, maybe you have a job where you work around
machinery. Don't start giving advice.
Machinery.
We're not there yet.
We're not there.
We're not in that segment yet.
I'm just saying, Jill. I'm just saying. If you need to take a nap, take a nap. Do what you need to do. Now, if you need to hide to do that, maybe you go to the restroom.
You're going to take a nap in the restroom?
Yes.
Oh,
take a nap in the restroom.
That sounds nasty.
Hey, if you got to go to the restroom and sit down, just take a nap.
Where?
In the stall.
That sounds really nasty. It really does. Like, what if
what's
you,
the difference what if between you, like, that and you know, using like, when, the when, facilities?
When people are sleeping, some of them, you know, like do like this. So what if you, like, fall
no,
or something?
I already showed you how to do it.
I think we should move on to our next segment. My stance is, it depends. That's my stance. Wake up. Wake up, Tony. Wake up. I think we should get to
sleep.
Our next segment that we call
I'm trying to help you.
I think you need help because you're trying to go to sleep during the show.
I might need a nap. I'm
right now.
Sleepy. I am really tired. Sleepy. Yeah.
Well, this is the segment where we give advice. So you were giving advice before. What do you want to say now?
No, why don't you start? Because you're probably going to say something like, you shouldn't be napping on the job.
Well, it depends on the job.
Yes. I mean, if people are going to die because you take a nap. No,
right.
You should
like,
not
I wouldn't
take a
want,
nap.
You know, a control tower, you know, when I'm flying. I wouldn't want anyone to fall asleep.
But they can take a nap on their
break. Or machinery, if you're operating any type
of
machinery.
Yes, but they get a break. They can
take
a nap.
Well, that was my advice, is if you're really that exhausted, you should wait until a break. And also, make sure that it's short. Like, 15, studies do say 15 to 30 minutes. If you're gonna nap, that's how you do it. And also consider the time. You know, some people are more productive during the morning hours instead of afternoon. I'm the exact opposite. So I would want to take if I were gonna take a nap, that's when I would do it, is in the morning.
In the morning.
Yep. And you're right. Okay. It does make you more productive. There are many benefits to napping.
Yeah, the problem is in this country, we're so work driven. That's the way it is. That's how we are in this country. We're really work driven and push through. You know, one time I told my doctor, "So what did you do about it?" And I said, "I just pushed through." And she just was like, she just shook her head.
And that's what she would do.
She's just...
She always shook her head at the things we said and did. We had the same doctor for a while. That's exactly what she did.
So, sometimes, we're always trying to push through. But if you need... I think it's okay to take a nap at work if you take it on your break. I mean, I have taken naps on particular jobs where I wasn't on a break. And I actually went to sleep.
Like out for the day?
Laid down, closed my eyes and went to sleep for, 45 minutes, an hour. I had taken a part-time third shift job, and I found a place where I could hide and lay down and take a nap. So I would, because I was so sleepy, taking a third, I already had a full-time business, and then I needed to, take a third shift job to help make ends meet. And I would go to sleep. And I guess part of that was, I wasn't really concerned. I was concerned, but if they caught me, and let's say the worst case scenario is they fired me, I would have been okay. It's a third shift job. I just took it, and then I would go get another job somewhere and find a place to go to sleep. So it was okay. So the stakes weren't high. It wasn't like my main source of income.
So it depends on which job it is.
Yeah, since also, yeah. So if it's a part-time third shift job and you can find a place to hide and go to sleep, by all means, do it. Do it. You'll feel a lot better afterwards. And it's rewarding because you'll feel like, this third shift job's okay. I get to go there, work for a little bit, take a nap for an hour, and then go back to work. Cool.
Well, I'm sure that some people are wondering to themselves, but what does this have to do with relationships? A lot. Oh. Because basically what we're talking about is sleep deprivation, right? That's why you would sleep on the job, is you needed sleep.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
So sleep deprivation leads to many things, such as a bad mood.
True.
Such as low
productivity.
Yeah, but in a relationship, you know, like you're too tired to do anything with your family.
Yeah. You don't even want to socialize with your family or partner. You just
And you'll miss a lot too because you're not as alert.
Yeah.
And they could just be telling you, you know, that they just committed this horrific crime and you would miss it.
Yeah. And like you might go on a date and fall asleep at a concert.
Oh, like somebody I know. Like, who falls asleep at a Prince concert?
I did.
He does. And I still married him.
I did it, but it wasn't my fault. And many of you have heard that story before, so I won't say. But it wasn't my fault.
It was his fault.
No, it wasn't. It was.
It was your fault.
I was going to say it was drugs. But it wasn't drugs. Took. It was a new medication that I was on. And it said do not take with alcohol.
And so of course you did.
Oh, it wasn't intentional. We went to a restaurant. Listen, we went to a restaurant before we went to the concert and they gave us some free drinks.
No one made you drink it.
Free drinks?
No one made you drink it.
Okay.
No one made him drink it.
You did. You drank. No. You drank it too.
I did drink it, but I did not fall asleep.
I was on new medication.
Which had a warning that you shouldn't drink with this medication.
Medication. Free drink. Free drink wins out every time.
Remember that episode we did where, you know, Jill, yeah. Angelic Jill is on your shoulder and Devilish Jill is on your shoulder? Actually, not me at all on your shoulder. No, Angel and Devil. Yeah, and what did I say? Just don't listen to the devil.
Don't listen to the devil. Well, that night I listened to the devil.
You sure did.
And I drank my free drink. Devil said, hey, come on, have this free drink. Yeah, and the angel said, no, but you're on new meds and you shouldn't take it. And the devil said, no, come on, man, have this free drink. It's a free drink. You know that drink cost about $18 and you need to drink it. And I was like, yeah, that's right. I need to drink that drink. So I drank it and I didn't drink the whole thing. I didn't drink the whole thing. Because I start feeling the effects because I took some new medication. So maybe I shouldn't have taken the free drink. But it was good. I mean, it was good. It was okay. I mean, I fell asleep at a Prince concert.
I don't know how. I really don't know how.
It was the alcohol mixed with the new medication, you know?
Well, I didn't hold it against you. I didn't forget it, didn't hold it against you.
And you know, back then, I also was self-employed, and I worked many hours a week. I probably worked 90 hours a week. So you add all of that together, it was like the perfect storm. You know? Boom. But it was good because it was the beginning of our relationship. So then after that, you knew what to expect. Right? We're still together.
18, like I said, I didn't hold it against you. Yeah. I didn't hold it against you. But that so is proof good. That sleep deprivation, well, in your case, it wasn't a deprivation issue. But sure sleep can affect relationships.
You know, if you're working 90 hours a week, it will have an effect on your
body. Oh, well, sure. Sure. That's understandable.
Okay.
That is. Well, shall we get to our last segment? By the way, I think we would be remiss if we didn't say, I do believe that some of you are commenting on Facebook. Usually we can see it. Tonight we cannot.
For some reason, we're getting a message that there has been some type of error. However.
An error?
Error.
New Yorker. Error.
That's what it is, an error.
That's ERA.
Error.
That's ERA.
Error.
Okay.
It's an error. What are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, anyway, if you're commenting, please continue to do so. Again, we won't be able to respond to it directly during the show, but after the show, I'll go back in and respond.
But also we don't really want you to switch where you're watching. But right. You can probably comment through the website, actually.
No.
So, no? Mm-mm. What's wrong with the website?
I don't have comments on my website.
Huh?
You can do it on Tony's website. You can watch the show on Tony's website.
How could you not have comments on the
website? It's a moderation thing for me. But anyway, let's get to our last segment that we call.
Never mind.
Hey.
Did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? Did you hear about that?
This is the segment where I always talk about some study that I've seen. By the way, when we planned this show, we didn't realize, I don't think, at least I didn't, that it's National Sleep Awareness Month.
I did not know that, Jill.
And that March 15th was National Napping Day. I'm really sorry I missed out on that.
I didn't know that either. So we're supposed to take naps.
Yes. In fact, the studies do show, in spite of everything that I said throughout this show, that taking a nap while you work is a good thing. And some companies, Nike and what was the other company I saw? I know there are some companies that actually have, Pizza Hut is the other one. Nike and Pizza Hut actually have nap pods for their employee, which is a room where you can go and sleep. It's designed for you to do that. You can't stay in there more than 30 minutes, but they actually encourage it because, like you were saying earlier, there are many benefits to taking a nap.
Okay. And really quick, Deborah has got through with her comments.
You did. Because she said, love you guys. We can see it.
We love you too.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay, continue. I interrupted.
So there are many benefits, of course, to taking a nap on the job. If it's not, you know, a matter of life and death for someone, for you or someone.
Yes.
And the studies found that the happiest employees take at least 15 days of paid time off during a year. That's the number one thing that makes employees happy. The one after that is, or second to that, is taking daily naps.
This is so interesting. So, as off the wall as I sounded, okay? Everybody was like, oh, Tony's ridiculous talking about taking naps on the job and all of that. And that he tries to do that when he can. And yet, it turns out that everything that I was saying turns out to be true.
Tony took us off the air, but that's okay.
Tubi, you still heard me. You still heard me. We got a lot of buttons we press over here. So to be true. So,
yes.
So and, no matter how ridiculous I sound, I speak the truth.
You did tonight. I'll give you that tonight.
I speak the truth.
You were right. Yes. I'm usually right, but tonight
I am right.
You were right. In fact, even though no one admitted it on the poll I conducted, one in four people admit that they've not only fallen asleep at work, but guess how often?
Probably a few times a week.
Yes, more than half out of a 5-day week.
Yeah, people are tired.
But it does increase productivity. It increases alertness. Mm-hmm. We already talked about the better moods. It actually lowers your blood pressure, too.
There you go. There's so many health reasons. Not only physical health, but mental health reasons for taking a nap at work. At work.
So, bosses, don't get upset because you'll probably get more out of your employees.
Well, like I said, if you got to do one in the bathroom stall,
that's
take
still
a
not
little
where
nap.
I would do it.
Yeah, but you look, everybody uses, people use the bathroom stall for many things. People use bathroom stall for sex also.
Have you done that?
No. It's nasty. It's nasty in there.
That's what I keep telling you. That is what I keep telling you.
But I take a nap in one. You're in there anyway.
It's still nasty.
You're in there anyway, right? I mean, if it's that nasty, you wouldn't use it at
Maybe
all.
Maybe that's the only place you can. Especially women.
Folks, this is the pose. And you could just go to sleep. Set a timer, though.
Do that, yes.
Set a timer. And worst case scenario, if they come looking for you and they wake you up, you say, I don't know what happened. Where am I? Where am I? And see, then they'll think you're ill. And that's a good reason for being in the stall that long. What's going on? Where am I? Toto. Toto, where are you?
So now you're in Oz.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. That's it. And you're out. And then do you need to go? Do you need to go to the infirmary? Then you can go to the infirmary and you even get a little
infirmary?
More rest.
Where are you
yes,
talking
you
about?
You go to the infirmary.
It's where you talking
where,
about?
When you're at work and you need to go to the nurse.
I've never had a workplace that had an infirmary.
You go to the nurse.
They've taken me to the hospital before, but there is no on-site infirmary.
Some places actually have like a nurse on staff.
Never where I worked.
Well, places that deal with...
They had a gym. They had a daycare.
Big places
that... They did not have a nurse on staff.
Big places that deal with industry have, like, nurses that come on staff. But, Jill, I think we have someone that wants to be on the show. I see someone here.
What?
Whoa. Let's find out who
that
is.
Look who it is. What?
Let's bring her up. Let's see how we do this, but we got to get rid of some stuff first. So get rid of that, Jill. I don't know where you put it. There we go. We got to press that, and we're going to get you up here in just a moment. Let's see. Here we go.
Woo-hoo! Crystal! Let's, oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. You all just don't understand. I am so excited to see her. Hi, Crystal.
Hello. You can speak.
Hello.
There we go. We've got you.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm sorry, Aunt Jill. I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
Good, good.
So do you want to chime in on these last couple of minutes?
That's fine. I'm okay with that. Is that what you're going to say, Team Tony?
Yes, I am Team Tony. I definitely agree with you, Uncle Tony. At one job, I would work at a call center, and I would eat my lunch, let's say, from 2 to 2:30, but my lunch break was from 3 to 4. So from 3 to 4, I would go into my car, and I would take a nap during that time. And then the next job that I got, sometimes I would have to actually be a courier. And I may have to do like 2 or 3 courier routes, sometimes an overnight, and it would get very tiring. I had 60 employees throughout an entire state of New Jersey. And sometimes if I was, you know, in New Jersey driving and I was tired, I would pull over at a rest stop and sleep for about an hour or so before I continued on working. It always made me feel refreshed. And, you know, I was ready to complete the rest of my business day.
Excellent. See, Tony's
so
right.
So Crystal should have been like, I would have agreed a lot sooner if Crystal had said that at the start of the show. She could have co-hosted with me, and then it would have been, we're both right.
Yes. Yeah. But Crystal, we love you so much, but the show is getting ready
to end.
We
love you, love you, love you, love you. So excited to see you. You look great.
Yes, love you. Mwah. Okay, so we're going to take you down off the stage.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for talking.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
So everyone, we're going to start closing out this show, I believe.
Yes.
So we got to push some buttons because we're at 30 minutes. So anyway, we do love that everyone was here, and we appreciate your comments and the ones we may not have seen, but we'll go back.
Like I said, if you wrote comments, I will respond to them after the show.
Yes. So remember to check us out every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Try to watch from jillcox.com and click on the podcast.
That is not the website.
Jill Cox.
That is not
Cordova.
My name. Jill That's not
Cox,
even my name.
jillcoxcordova.com and click the podcast tab. That's 8 p.m. every Wednesday night. That's what you need to do. All right. And also check out my other show, The Soul Reader, and you can get a free psychic empathic reading there, and I am very discreet. I will not divulge anything about you that you do not wish to divulge, and that's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, and check that out at knowtobestill.com/podcast. You can also watch it on YouTube and Facebook. Ooh, look! One more show, which is Poetic People Fighting Racism, and that's where I use my poetry to be an activist. And that is every other Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. The next show is on April 6th, I believe. So, here we are.
That is correct.
We are going to close out this show. We love you
all. We love you all. Thank you so much.
We especially
love you.
Crystal, thank
you Debbie,
so much
love
for
you.
Calling. Cousin Debbie. Yes. Ooh, yes. All the relatives are showing
oh,
up.
Oh, showing up. That's right.
All right. So, anyway, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for coming. And till next time. Love you all again, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.